The phrase regime change is heard so often in Washington nowadays, it has the illusion of meaning, replacing Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. On closer inspection, regime change covers a multitude of outcomes, everything from assassination to coup d'etat to revolution. And joining us to talk about some of the varieties of regime change that have been talked about here in recent weeks is Shibli Telhami, who is the Anwar Sadat Professor of Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Welcome once again.
My pleasure.
Here, Professor Telhami, is the simplest version of regime change as it's been put by White House spokesman Ari Fleischer.
Saddam Hussein has been such a brutal dictator, he has no shortage of people who would like to see him gone and who can do a much better job governing once he is gone. We will continue, the United States government will continue to work with people both inside and outside Iraq who have an interest in advancing the cause of a government that is representative of the people. I don't think anybody thinks that Saddam Hussein is representative of the Iraqi people.
Let's call the minimum scenario here the anything but Saddam scenario.
Well, you know, when you think about what the administration is saying, they really have two objectives or two seeming objectives, and they're really not identical and not even similar. One is, let's overthrow this guy because you can't have an Iraq free of weapons of mass destruction as long as he's there. It's one dominant theory, and that actually is the one that is being used mostly to persuade people. Mm-hmm. And then there is this idealistic notion that some people have, not universally in the administration, that somehow there is a bigger problem in the region, and that is the absence of democracy, and that Saddam Hussein is a representative of this repressive system, and therefore you can remove him, create a more democratic system, and then somehow spread democracy across the region. So two separate ideas. And obviously the one that they're focused on most is the first one.
During the markup of this resolution at the House International Relations Committee, somebody tried to add a regime change amendment to the resolution, and then they ran up against the problem. What happens if Saddam Hussein retires and hands off to his son? Is that regime change?
Well, I don't think anybody really would think of that as regime change, obviously. And I don't think that's even the Iraq's neighbors. I mean, it might complicate the story or delay or raise questions. But people in the region, frankly, a lot of Arab leaders are praying for a military coup because they think that would save the day and would create enough change. If the U.S. goes to war, it is a foregone conclusion that the regime is going to collapse. The real question is, what do you put in its place?
Two attributes of Saddam Hussein's regime are that, one, it's at least what's left of a movement called Baathism, and two, it represents the Sunni Muslim Arabs who come from the Tikrit area of Iraq. They're the leadership. Can either of those two attributes remain in some successor regime?
It's hard to imagine. And I think you have to add a third layer, which is the tribal. We forget that there is a lot of tribalism and familial issues involved here, even beyond the party. The party, in some instances, is cosmetic. And I think a lot of people have looked at the change in Iraq inside over the past decade. The increasing tribalism has certainly been a factor. And you know that there have been segments of society, majorities have been repressed, and there will be revenge. And it's very hard to imagine how the structure of power, those who are now in power, will be enabled to maintain power. And that's why I think it is a mistake to think that everyone will welcome American forces. I mean, clearly there will be some who will, including ones who may not like America but hate him enough to want to welcome America to get rid of him. But there will be a lot of others who have a lot of interest, a lot of fear too, and therefore will probably resist U.S. forces.
So, but to sum up, regime change here, it means changing the man at the top, changing the tribal group that he represents and that staff many positions, changing the religious or ethnic composition of those who run Iraq, or changing the entire system of Iraq?
Well, it's a good question because actually, you know, the real issue is whether you need to save much of the bureaucratic structure that exists today, and can you separate that from those individuals at the top who run them? And I think that there has to be, if in fact there is war, and you need to run the state, obviously. You can't create new structures overnight. And obviously, you're going to have to rely on some of the existing structures. It's going to be a very tough business to do.
Shibli Telhami, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Once again, Shibli Telhami of the University of Maryland.